And we are back on the drive on FM News Talk KSRO. Producer Mike keeping Steve's chair warm for just the next few minutes, taking you up to Warriors pregame from Orlando at 3:30. But first, we got a very cool event to tell you about coming up next Friday at Snoopy's Home Ice. It's the North Bay Guns and Hoses game for Bay Area Fire Relief. We got some guys here to tell us about it. Joining us in studio, we have Southern Marine firefighter and member of the famous Snoopy's Flying Eyeballs team. We got Tom Moran here.
Right.
And as well as Josh Goneman and Teddy Day from Santa Rosa Fire. And we have a special guest on the phone we'll get to in just a minute. But guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for
now,
having us.
The Guns and Hoses game, it's been happening for a few years at Snoopy's. But this year, you've got a big twist to it. So what's going on this year?
Teddy, you want to tell them?
Last couple of years, we've been doing this charity hockey game, and usually we do it for a public safety cause, whether it be we've had some members of the public safety community either get sick with lifelong illnesses or their children have been sick and anything else like that. Well, when we had these fires run through, the Sharks alumni actually reached out to Snoopy's Home Ice and to us and challenged us to a game. So from as you can imagine, that's kind of a big deal for us. It's kind of a big deal for Santa Rosa. It's huge.
Right, exactly. So. Now, who reached out to you at first? Who'd you get the call from?
I believe Jamie Baker reached out to Kevin McCool at the rink, and then Kevin got a hold of us, and then we got a hold of this guy named Douglas Murray. He's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, we think so.
Best hair in the game.
Easily the best
hair. That's for sure.
Now, joining us on the phone, he's on his way up to Santa Rosa, one of the Sharks' great defensemen. We got Douglas Murray. He's also president of the new Sharks Alumni Foundation. So, Douglas, thanks for calling in.
Well, thanks for having me.
Very cool. Now, this is going to be a great community event here in Santa Rosa. Now, how did the Sharks organization and the Alumni Foundation get involved? So, give us some of the backstory on that.
Well, just like they said earlier, it started with Jamie Baker and Kevin McCool having a discussion about it, and Jamie called me, and I thought it would be an amazing first event for us. We got off the ground here about 2 weeks ago, and we haven't got our press release out even yet when we started talking about the game, and I have a lot of friends up in the area. I love going up there, and I reached out right away to the Sharks and spoke both with the business department and on the hockey side, and from John Tortora to Doug Wilson, they fully got behind it. We're an independent out of the Sharks, but I'm going to be working closely with them and want to represent the Sharks brand the best we can do. And once they got behind it, pretty much anyone we talked to wanted to help out. And even though it doesn't even come close, we've seen the devastation from pretty close range being so close. And it's crazy what happened up there, and we wanted to do anything we could do, and we're really excited about having this game.
Great. Now, you just launched the Sharks Alumni Foundation within the past couple of weeks, as you just mentioned. How did that come together, and what are the kinds of things you're looking to accomplish with that organization?
So, it's been talked about for quite some time. I really believe it started with the outdoor game, actually. And it's been kicking around ideas and hasn't really we really got together a group and decided to get things done, and David Maley was part of the Sportsplex Foundation, and the discussion started that we were going to turn it into the Sharks Alumni Foundation, because we would represent a similar goal of making sure every kid had a chance to play a sport. It's given us so much throughout life, and so our main focus is on having youth in the Bay Area be able to play sports and want to support them, whether it's equipment or participation cost. But we don't want to stop it there. We want to be a friend of the entire Bay Area with different causes and partnering with different people, and you know, with what happened up there. We want to be quick on our feet and be able to help out in any way we can to a community that supported us so much during our careers.
So it's the North Bay Guns N' Hoses games, December 8th at Snoopy's Home Ice. You got some of the former Sharks coming up. You got some of the Sharks broadcasters coming up. I mean, how's the game going to work? Who are some of the people that those that go out can expect to see when they're there?
Well, we got a couple of great alumni coming up there. Owen Nolan will be up there, Danny Boyle, Nabokov, Scotty Hannon, David Mayo will be up there, Tom Peterson, Mark Smith, and Curtis Brown won't play, but he'll be up there. It's plenty of guys, and everyone's looking forward to it, and everybody's going to be gunning for Teddy.
Now for our firefighters, you guys are going up against a team just stacked with some former NHLers. Like, are you putting in extra practice time? Like, how are you guys getting ready?
A lot of drinking.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's been what do you say to that? You know, I think Doug should keep his head up the whole game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's for sure.
It's awesome. You know, and the first pro that gets dangled up is going to live forever in infamy. So that's what we're trying to do. Is we're there to win. We're winners here, and if you're not first, you're, you know, obviously you're last.
There you go.
Just try not to get hurt.
Right. Yeah. No, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Now this is going to be a fundraiser for North Bay Fire Relief. Now, how are people able to donate?
So, with what's going on and what's been going on up there, we're going up there to play a goodwill game, and we're going to be there and just create joy in the community. And the fundraising efforts, we're really focusing on bringing money from the South Bay and other areas and inject it into the community. And it's mainly three ways we're going to do this. We have an online auction, and it's going to be some really interesting and fun items you're going to be able to bid on. We have a text to donate, and that we're going to release here hopefully soon, probably tomorrow. And then we also have some great corporate sponsors, and the presenting sponsor, somebody that really stepped up huge for us, is Kaiser Permanente. They do great charity work, and they're stepped up and donated quite a lot of money to help us out with the event, and we couldn't be happier to have them part of this.
Now, the money that's raised from the event, what are some of the different organizations, or where is that money going to go to?
Tom, you want to talk about that?
Sure. One of the organizations is going to be the Mark West Youth Little League. The kids who play in that Little League program really took a big loss with a lot of the gear was at coaches' houses and things like that. So they have quite an uphill battle trying to replace all their stuff so they can play again in the spring. Speedway Children's Charities is based out of Sonoma Raceway. They have a grant foundation that you can apply for community grants through them. And I think last year they gave out $405,000. Actually, this past month, they gave out $405,000. And they're more centric towards children's charities, local children's charities. The Santa Rosa Firefighter Association Toys for Kids program is going to be a beneficiary. These guys have some toy drives going on now. And also the Mill Valley Association of Volunteer Firefighters has been helping out with the bike drive, which has been really big. They've been getting a lot of press. And the thing with the bike drive is there's such a need for the bikes. And due to the cost of a new bike, even though they're getting a lot donated, I think they've had over 1,000 donated, they still have waiting lists and they still have other communities that they still have to go to. So those are going to be the four beneficiaries. And we look forward to doing whatever we can to help out the community.
Yeah, no, I really wanted Tom to answer that question because strategy is the wrong word. Our belief is just we want to know from the community where we can help, and Tom's been instrumental putting this together, and his whole team, and picking out these charities. And the one thing that's really important to us from our side is also that all this money is going to go for fire relief and be distributed as quickly as possible. So, and all these charities are committed to get the money out to the community right away.
No, you said there's three ways to donate. You can text to donate by texting Sharks Alumni to 243-725. That is Sharks Alumni to 243-725. The online donation at sharksalumnifoundation.org. Now, you also mentioned the online auction. Now, what kind of items are we looking at on that?
We are looking at, so all the jerseys that the alumni are going to wear during the game is going to have this beautiful North Bay Guns N' Hoses patch on it. And each one of those will be up as an auction item and signed by each player. We get a great golf package down at Cordoval. We have a really cool custom-made fire captain's helmet. Did I say that right, guys?
Firefighter helmet.
Yeah. And then the Wozniak has donated some signed cool items. We have BMW Lounge, which is the nicest you can be a part of down at the SIP Center. Four tickets for that. The Sharks have donated, as well as the suite, with 12 tickets and two alumni present and a few other items.
Very cool. Now, for people wanting to attend the game, now I know it's been a hot ticket. I mean, what's the best advice you can give to people that want to get out and see the game?
Shake down Teddy.
Yeah.
the best advice that we can give is obviously everybody in the club is an active member of public safety or fire department, police officer, EMS. The struggle has been to be able to get some time somewhere that we can sell some tickets. So as you can imagine, this Snoopy's been a smaller size arena, you know, we're very limited on tickets. So tickets did go to people that did lose their homes. People did go to the local hockey community, whether it be the Flyers or people that played in the leagues there. But we will have tickets for sale. We should announce that today, actually, where it'll be. So if you can get, if you do have time, you do have social media, if you can go to Facebook and like our page, if you can go to our Instagram and like our page as well, and just search North Bay Guns N' Hoses, and it's the page with the awesome posts, that's ours. And we'll be posting on there today where our ticket sales will occur. It's only going to be one day because we really do not have that many tickets left. So,
And then also, we're going to have a couple pairs of tickets for you guys to give away here.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Excellent.
There is another way to get to the game, too, and that is to become a corporate sponsor of the event. And we have reserved tickets for them as well. And on our online auction, we are going to auction out a few general admission tickets as well.
Very cool. Now, is there anything else you guys are looking for the event in terms of volunteers or things like that, or any needs you guys have still?
More time?
Yeah. I think volunteer-wise, we're pretty
agreed.
Well set.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, I think we have plenty of help. I think it's really just getting the word out, especially on social media, and really, you know, checking out their website. It's sharksalumnifoundation.org. That has a lot of the information there, and really just kind of hoping to get the community involved and do some good things for the community.
Perfect. It is coming up December 8th. It's North Bay Guns N' Hoses at Snoopy's Home Ice in Santa Rosa, a benefit for North Bay Fire Relief. And thanks to the generosity of these guys, we do have two pairs of tickets to give away to North Bay Guns N' Hoses. Police and Fire taking on some of the biggest names in Sharks history. Friday, December 8th at Snoopy's Home Ice in Santa Rosa. If you want to go, it's a tough ticket. This might be your only chance. 636-1350. That is 636-1350. First two in. You guys are going to the game. Anything else we missed that you want to make sure we get in?
Yeah, you just missed that it was presented by Kaiser Permanente. I got to get the plug in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. There are our host charity presenter, their sponsor.
Yeah, Kaiser Permanente has really gone out of their way to make this happen and to do it on a big way. So we really want to make sure they get a good shout out.
Very cool. We got Tom Moran, Josh Goneman, Teddy Day, and of course, Douglas Murray, former Shark. Thank you guys all for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Warriors pregame is next. The Warriors are in Orlando taking on the Magic. Tip off at 4 right here on FM News Talk KSRO.